We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you, great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Got a great show today. We'll have our updates on grains and markets here this first segment, and weather. Next segment, Brandon Hickey will be on the phone with me to give an update on what happened at Elk City and Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction yesterday. And then I have Brittany Casey's going to be in here, talk about the upcoming event for the Unlimited Outdoor Adventure. So we got a full day going on, and I just want to thank everybody that participated yesterday in the show. It was a great show. I don't know how many texts I had, but it was a lot, and I hope I got everybody's answers for them that they wanted for their questions. If not, please text in today and I'll get with the gentleman and get your question answered. 580-225-9697 is the text line. And one other thing, I've noticed some questions being asked on Facebook during the show. I don't look at Facebook during the show, and the easiest way to let me know that you need something is on the text line. 580-225-9697. All right, let's look at some temperatures right now. Looks like it's 81 at Hollis. Speaking of Hollis, Harmon County. Noticed on my social media page last night that some white gold is being wrapped up in some bales down there. So cotton harvest is underway, and not too far north of there, actually up between Willow and Carter, peanut thrashing going on, combines going on, digging's going on everywhere. Peanut harvest is in full swing. It's 82, or just switched, 83 at Eric. And Eric, you're the hottest temperature in Oklahoma right now that it turned to 83. 82 at Cheyenne, as always. It's the home of the secret weapon. 76 at Arnett, home of Lori Campbell. 72 at Woodward, 72 at Cherokee, 76 at Watonga, 78 up at Beaver. And what do we got going on out here in the Panhandle? 80 at Lipson, 82 at Canadian, 81 at Dozer, 80 at Wellington, and 82 at Goodlet, Texas. So anyway, we'll get that going on. Let's see what happened overnight. There's no telling what this Israeli war deal with Hamas is going to do to the market. Sooner or later, it's going to affect us. Soybeans and grains were lower in overnight trading amid ample global supplies. Brazilian soybean production is pegged at a record 163 million metric tons by the USDA, which, if realized, will be a record. Exports are pegged at 97 million metric tons, up from 95 million tons a year earlier, and well ahead of the 79.1 million tons shipped 2 years prior. Custom data from the South American country shows exports in the first week of October totaled 1 million metric tons. Grain prices also were lower overnight as Russia grain production continues to grow. Russia grain output this year is forecast by the Russians to be at 141.2 million metric tons, up a little bit from the previous outlook. Export prices in the country have declined recently, which may make Russian supplies more attractive to overseas buyers. Wheat production in Russia is seen by the USDA at 85 million metric tons. That's down from the previous year's 92 million metric tons. Still, exports are forecast to be around 49 million tons versus 46 million tons last year. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 8.5 cents to $12.55¾ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was down $2.10, $372.50 a short ton, while soy oil lost almost a penny, 0.78, to 53.15 cents a pound. Wheat futures for December delivery plunged 11 and a quarter cents to 561 and a half a bushel in Chicago. Kansas City futures were down 11 cents to 675 a bushel. Corn for December delivery declined 3.5 cents to 484 and three quarter cents a bushel. What else happened in the agriculture world? Well, interest rates have risen considerably in the past year as the Federal Reserve attempts to rein in inflation, and that will have a lasting effect on agriculture producers. Among the most intimate impacts will be the obvious effect on credit. Elevated borrowing costs will add to already high inputs, according to the USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service in its report. If these trends persist, high interest rates could thus stifle long-term production growth. Higher interest rates also curb some liquid in the financial markets, which can lead investors to liquidate their long positions or bets on higher prices. It's necessary to ensure smooth operation of financial markets, according to the agency. Rising interest rates also may have an effect on currencies. Higher interest rates likely means a stronger U.S. dollar, which drives up the cost of all things priced in greenbacks, which is particularly problematic for low-income food deficit countries that rely on these imports to feed their populations. The Fed's goal, the agency said, is now to return not only to lower inflation era, but also price stability. Members of the Federal Open Market Committee have said they expect high rates for quite some time, and another rate hike this year is expected. So it's not done yet. Thus, high interest rates seem here to stay, and with them, the potential adverse impacts on the ag markets described. I was reading something yesterday where this happened back in the 80s when the interest rates went up and farmers were and ranchers were borrowing money on equipment, cattle, and just having credit reserve to get their crops and stuff in. And the impact right afterwards was not very good. And some of you guys probably remember what happened back in the 80s when the interest rates were high. Freeze warnings have been issued for much of northern Minnesota and parts of eastern North Dakota as temperatures drop in as low as 27 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the National Weather Service. Warning in central and northern Minnesota will last until 10 a.m. Parts of Nebraska and Illinois and all of Iowa are facing frost warnings tonight and into the morning. Frost warnings also in effect for Minnesota and parts of Wisconsin, Indiana, and Ohio. Southern Missouri, there's about a 40% chance of thunderstorms tonight and tomorrow, thus a better chance up to 70% for showers on Thursday evening and Friday evening. No rain in our forecast. I did see this morning looking at the Long Ranger that we got another chance moving in next Wednesday and Thursday, but that's a long ways away. We were supposed to have some rain today and tomorrow, and that went away pretty quick, like, so we'll just see what happens with that. A little update on what's going on with some of the futures right now. Grains, December, 484, down a little over 3 cents for corn, and soybean, November, 1269, is back up a little bit, 4 cents. Soybean meal is down 60 cents to 370.30 for October. Soybean oil, October, 55.02, down a little over a penny now, 1.11 penny. Hard red winter wheat is down 14 already today at 671 for December, 680 for March. Cotton, it's in the red too. December's at 85.41, down 1.55. March is 87.24, down 1.36. And what else is going on? Oil's down. West Texas intermediate crude oil for November's down 40 cents at 85.98. December's 84.18. And what we got going on with natural gas? It's just inching upwards. We're getting into our winter months. November's at 338 and December is 365. And we'll come back after this Stockman's Vet Clinic happy hour break. I'll have Brandon Hickey on the phone with me, and we'll get updated on what the cattle markets are doing, the cash markets, that is. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that NAPA replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City NAPA store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. NAPA Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 6th. 1,969 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 406 brought 322. 7 at 454 brought 310. 8 at 633 brought 230. 7 at 636 brought 244. 3 at 695 brought 228. 8 at 538 brought 237. 3 at 602 brought 212. 5 at 721 brought 235. 15 at 858 brought 210. 12 at 1,011 pounds brought 206. Butcher cows brought anywhere from 32 to 116 per 100. Butcher bulls 71 to 125. Bred cows were 900 to 1,800. Pairs brought 1,600 to 1,725. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
You worked and you sweat and you worried for months over your crop. So why are you giving away part of the profit to someone else? Cut out the middleman. Keep your grain on your farm. Keep your money for yourself. A grain bin on your farm will never depreciate as long as you use it, and it'll make you as much money as you want it to make. Store your own grain in your own bin. Wall Bin Hoppers. Take a look at their website, wallequip.com. Wallequip.com. You did all the work. You should keep all the profit.
Hey neighbors, Ron Hayes for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with all your fall cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help to address your soil health goals. So give the good folks a call, SEI Agritech, today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
We're living in just such a world of automated. You call somewhere and you've got to go through how many buttons and numbers to get to someone that maybe might know what you're talking about. First National Bank, you call one phone number, you get to speak to me. The ease and convenience, I think, for the customer, and then just the confidence that they leave knowing they've built a relationship with their banker, the staff as well, that they can call on for help. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back to Today in Ag. Miami, Texas, 84 degrees. Heat index is at 82. The humidity's at 22%, pretty low out there. 42 degrees is the dew point. Winds are out of the southwest at 17 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today so far 21. I just hate to tell you guys, but it's going to get up and close to 30 mile an hour this afternoon, according to the Mesonet Center here. So far, month to date precipitation, 0.29 inches of rain. No red flag minutes today. No sub-freezing minutes today, and 8-inch soil temperatures at 66 degrees. All I can tell you guys, with this wind and humidity being low, please be careful out there with what you're doing. A lot of farming and ranching going on right now, so be aware. On the phone with me right now is the world famous Brandon Hickey from the Elk City Livestock Auction and the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. Thanks for coming on today, Mr. Brandon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Clark.
Do you get your food?
Not yet.
Where are you at?
Well, I'm at Rib Crib in Elk City. Oh. And usually they're pretty fast, so we've got a large contingent of a big tour bus senior citizens in here, and I think it's maybe slowing things down just a little bit.
That's all right. As long as they're spending money in Elk City, everything's good.
They're spending money, and they're loud, and sound like they're having a good time.
There wasn't no other drinks besides water and tea involved in there, are there?
I didn't go look. I just tried to mind my own business.
Well, let's start with Elk City. How many heads do you have, Elk City?
Just shy of 2,000 this week.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Quite hit 2,000. I think the people that did get the rain around just in spots slowed us down just a little bit. I figured we'd be over 2,000 every week since we started it 3 weeks ago, but we did miss it by about 30 head this week.
Oh, well, that's still pretty good. That's there's just a pocket of Western Oklahoma and central part mainly out here that missed the rains last week, and we really need them bad, and hopefully we'll get some here soon. But other, you know, up north and down south, they've been getting rain. They got wheat pasture growing, so everybody's looking. But anyway, well, what was hot and what was not Friday?
Well, we're seeing a pullback on about everything, every class, weight class of calves, except for them 3 and 4 weight boys. They haven't changed much at all in the last month. There's still a lot of demand for them 3 and 4 weight boy cattle. That, you know, lots of buyers wanting them, lots of buyer interest on those. Everything else is pulling back just a little bit, just softening up. You know, still partly because of the farmers in the field, partly because of the missing the rain, and partly because that futures board, they've been hammering on it pretty good now for the last couple of weeks. So they've been seeing a little bit of a pullback on most of these steer and heifer weight classes, with the exception of the 3 and 4 weight boy cattle.
Well, the butcher cows and bulls don't look too bad. I mean, they're down a little bit, but they're still looking pretty healthy for.
Yeah. You know, we're not seeing. We did. I didn't know if we would see any drop at all this fall. Typically, after Labor Day, you know, we'll get a pretty significant drop in our butcher cow and bull prices, but I didn't think we'd see a drop at all this year with as many we sold last spring, but we did see a little bit of a pullback. It's still awfully good on those, you know, at most everything in between 90 and $1.10, so we're still really good shape on those, but it has pulled back a little from what it was 3 weeks, a month ago, because we are seeing some more numbers out of it. That was one thing that was a little bit surprising about Friday's run. I think we ended up with right at 450 cows, and which is pretty typical for this time of year, but I really didn't know if we would hit those numbers this fall with as many cows as we sold out, you know, last winter, last spring, when it was so dry. So we was a little bit surprised to you know, reach that 450 cow number this last Friday.
Have you seen anything at the sale barn, guys coming in buying any heifers?
There has been a farmer or two, a local guy or two that has been picking around on some of these heifers, and you're sure starting to see and hear of a lot more interest with these prices pulling back just a little bit. There's starting to be a lot more rumblings of that might be what I want to do, that might be what I'm going to do. But everybody's just hasn't really pulled the trigger and said, yeah, here we come. There's lots of talking about it, but we've only had one or two that's been in the market doing it so far, they're being aggressive on them very front end. Red Angus and Black Angus Baldy heifers, they've been pretty aggressive on them, and making the front end of those sure be a premium to the number one, the choice heifers right now. Pretty good, you know, as much as a $10 to $15 a hundred premium as compared to just a good number one, you know, multicolored heifer.
Right. Well, we missed last week because I was on the road. How did the, because I think if I remember right, the week ago Friday, Turley brought some Red Angus in from up Roger Mills County. How'd they do?
They did well. They did well. They've had some of their heifers there the last four Fridays now, and they this last week those mid four weights up in the mid 290s on those, and definitely a very sought after product. You know that they've got something that that the front end heifer buyers are definitely after, and they sold very very well with. You get a nice class, a nice group of that size, of those kind of numbers that all look alike, and it'll bring a lot of buyers to the table on those, and that's a good thing, and it's not everybody can bring those kind of numbers to put in front of people, but when you do, and especially when they all match like those heifers do so good, it brings the buyers out and getting after them.
Oh yeah. Well, before we move on over to Clinton, have you got any consignments up for this Friday you want to tell anybody about at Elk City?
We do. We've got some. We got a nice group. It's supposed to be about 28 pairs and 15 bred cows coming from Electric, Texas, coming in today, coming in for this week's sale. Supposed to all be kind of four to six-year-old cows, the vast majority of them being fours and fives. Nice young consignment of bred cows and pairs, and then Miss Phil and Jim is bringing her 100 head of really fancy black nosed Charlotte cross calves in this week.
Oh, cool!
They're really fancy cows from right there in Elk City. A really fancy set of good Char Angus cross calves.
Oh yeah, them will be good.
Front end. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Well, what happened at Clinton yesterday?
Well, you know, I've been hearing all. In the last week that the feeder deal was cheaper, but you know, we didn't see that very much yesterday. It was still really good. We didn't have as big a drafts to sell, as a big a consignment to sell as what we've had the previous weeks, but I'm not sure we sold any full load lots of anything yesterday, but man, those weaned yearling 5, 6, 7 weight heifers, you know, still bringing in the 230s, 40s, and 50s, you know, quite a bit of buyer interest on them, and then big 9 weight steers up in the 230s, and 7 weight, 8 weight steers, you know, all bringing in the 250s. So still really good, just a lot smaller groups to sell this week, and not as big a consignment, but for what I was hearing, what I was concerned about, we didn't see the pullback on the feeder steers and heifers that I was afraid we was going to. I did see a pullback on the calves again there Monday. You know, they just a little less interest on them calves right now. Of course, you're getting into that time of year that these temperatures are swinging, it makes it harder to keep them things healthy.
Yes.
There's a little interest there on that. And missing that rain costs a little interest, I think so too. But and of course, we've got some unrest going on in the world right now that's going to probably make a few people maybe sit on their hands just a little bit here and see what's going on.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it hadn't affected it more, but which is good. I mean, but that's we got some bad things going on in the world right now. Well, I got a question to ask you, and I'm not throwing you under the bus. You know, I won't do that to you. Compared to back in 2015. Are the heifer calves, or even the bigger heifers, are they doing better than what they did in 15?
The feeder heifer cattle are. They are up there right at those record levels that we set back there in 15, and they might be just a little bit below, but they're right up there where they were in 15 on the bigger heifers. The heifer calves were right up there at the record levels a month ago, but they have pulled back down to where they're cheaper than what they were back there when we started the herd rebuilding in 2014. 15,
and, but they're 15. Still really good. I mean, there's
absolutely
there's nothing to complain about with the prices that anything's bringing right at the moment. But they and then do you think those prices on those feeder heifers will start even maybe increase a little bit once the herd rebuild starts?
Well, they have to. I mean, you would think they would just absolutely have to. You know, I mean, even with the world unrest and whatnot we've got going on, I mean, our fundamentals are still basically the same, and our fundamentals say that we are short on numbers and going to be short on numbers for the, you know, the next 12 to 18 months. that we're going to be short on numbers. So, you know, that you would think that, for the most part, this thing should kind of be steady to higher. Of course, it's, you know, the futures boards are going to move. It's going to always go up and down. I mean, they only make money if they can move that thing. But, you know, these cash prices, I feel pretty good about, you know, that if some just really unforeseen thing doesn't happen, these cash prices ought to stay pretty good for the next 12 to 18 months going forward. You know, they really should be steady to higher, especially as we start to rebuild and whatnot. But, you know, you always worry about that black swan, so to speak, that you didn't see coming. And this deal with the Israel and Hamas right now is causing a little bit of people to kind of take a second look.
Yeah, and just sit back, take a breath, and hopefully everything calms down over there. Knowing the Israel people, it ain't going to calm down for a while. They're going to, yeah. They're people you don't mess with. And so, yeah. It's good. But, well, you got any consignments booked yet for Western Oklahoma for next Monday yet that you need to brag about?
No, I haven't picked up any consignments there just yet that I've had a phone call about or anything just yet. Of course, that's pretty typical for the day after.
Yeah, it's the day after.
They don't go to calling until tomorrow for next Monday's sale. But I'm sure we'll have being the time of year it is, I'm sure we'll have 500 or 600 good ranch press calves and 400 or 500 long wing calves and yearlings coming in when. As we get closer, they'll start calling and getting the consignments. But anything specific on the books, I don't have yet as of
well. The long wing calves right now we're into October now. Wing calves long wing calves is really important for people wanting to sell and buyers. You and I talked about this. So you know, if you got some calves that have been winged a while and you're ready to sell them, Mr. Brandon Hickey is the man to call. At 580-497-6095, and he will treat you right. And if you call him and tell him that you heard it on Today in Ag, he'll give you a free Dr. Pepper at the sale bar.
Absolutely.
Brandon, thanks for taking out time of your rib crib lunch. You're making me hungry now. But so I'll wait for the bus to get gone. But anyway, we appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday. Or Wednesday, sorry. All right, see you later. Wrong buttons. I got too many buttons going on over here. Anyway, that was Brandon Hickey with the Elk City Livestock Auction, having their auction this Friday here in Elk City, and then again Monday at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And they're just east of Clinton at the exit there. I always call it the Cherokee exit, right there by Wall Equipment, actually. So anyway, when we come back, we got another guest in the studio, and I'll have your weather update for Northwestern Oklahoma. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
I say the future is ours! Can you dig it?
Oh, you sure can. Especially if you rent from DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Dig up those old sewer lines with a backhoe or mini excavator. Save time and money. Rent a post-hole digger to help with your next fencing project. You can dig it today when you rent from DJ's Rentals on South Main in Elk City.
Can you dig it?
To find out more, visit DJsRental.com. That's DJsRental.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, we're going to have a great rest of the show. I'm just warning you guys right now. We're going to have some fun today. Okay, let's check out the weather. It's been a while since I've been to the May Ranch to give you a forecast. Right now, it's 71 degrees in the May Ranch. Dew point is 47. Humidity is 43. The winds are out of the southeast at 14 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. In the last 10 days, they've had 0.14 inches of rain, or as they classify this in Roger Mills County, 141 thousandths of an inch. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 66 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.7. Sunset at 7:08. Today is 84. Tomorrow is 86. And be high winds tomorrow also and tonight also. So anyway, we've got lots of wind coming out of the south. Fall is here. It's Oklahoma weather. We're used to the wind. No big deal. So anyway, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic happy hour. And coming up a week from this coming Saturday on October 21st from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., there will be a low-cost clinic hosted by the Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. Rabies, microchips, distemper, rattlesnake, nail trim, flea tick, revolution, heartworm test, what have we got? NexGard, 1 month for $20. You better take advantage of that. Or they got the 6 month for $110. That's a pretty good discount. And it's located at 1019 South Main in Elk City. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic will be providing quick, cost-effective, quality care for your fur friends. Elk City Animal Control will be there also. Bring a donation for the shelters, medical account, cat food or dog food, and receive a $5 coupon to the Elk City Motor Sports Park. October 21st from 10 to 12. Get there early. Get in line. Dr. Taylor does a really good job doing what she does best, and that's taking care of our animals. Also, she just got married. She didn't even get to go on a honeymoon because she's a doctor. Anyway, so you get a chance, drop by there and tell her how happy you are for her getting married. Anyway, congratulate her. And so anyway, one in the studio with me right now is Miss Brittany Casey, and we're going to be talking about the Unlimited Outdoor Adventures. And during this last break, I found out why she's involved, and it's a really great story. So you guys, listen up, and this is just awesome. I'm just It's heartwarming to know why she's involved, because I needed to know why she was involved. Anyway, but they got a dinner and stuff coming up that we'll talk about after Brittany and I talk. So, Brittany, welcome to the Today in Ag Show.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for having us.
And you're from Foss, is that right?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So during the break, we were asking how you was involved in the Unlimited Outdoor Adventure. Well, the outdoor adventure deal, it gives people with this
good limitations.
Yeah, limitations.
Yeah.
A chance to go out and get in the outdoors and do some hunting and stuff like that. Well, that's the reason why you're involved. Will you tell everybody a little bit how you got involved?
So about 2 years ago, my son, who is currently 18, when he was 16, we found out that he had a germinoma brain tumor, and it basically just kind of took over everything and was making him go blind and just kind of shutting things down and stopping his growth process, and all of his hormones just kind of said kapooey and they were done. So we ended up on a long journey, and we actually got involved with Unlimited Outdoors through the Kids Corral in Oklahoma City. We stayed there for about 6 months while he was going through his cancer treatments, and they come in and he just absolutely fell in love with them. So we just kind of jumped on board, and he went on his first hunt last year with them. He was 2 years ago he went on his first hunt, and then he went again last year, and last year he actually got something, so he was super excited, and he turned 18
this
year.
Who was his guide last year, you remember?
His name is Rick.
Okay.
And he is an older gentleman from California, but he has a ranch out in I do believe it's Durham area. Okay. And it's like just a little bit north of south of Cheyenne there, and it is a beautiful place, but he went out there and he had so much fun. I think he actually got two, but they didn't find the second one.
I
and the second one was his big one, so, but he was extremely excited.
That's way luck. Yeah, I bet he had some buck fever going on.
Oh, yeah, and he's so ready to go this year. So we told him, we're like, well, you can't do the youth hunt this year, but you can go and you can help. And so when we said something about helping, he was super excited and ready to get involved. So we're jumping
18
in
now, so you got to be under 18 to take advantage of the hunts out there.
Yep.
And it's a great deal. So he'll be helping this year.
Yes.
And I bet maybe one of our listeners listening today, one of the landowners, if they got somewhere for him to go. And,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And he would have a blast.
Yeah. And you can get a hold of us here on the text line at 580-225-9697, because, you know, it just warms my heart what these guys are doing over here with Unlimited Outdoor Adventures, and they participate in our Quail Forever deal, and there's just it's a great deal for kids. Do you know how many kids they did last year?
I can't remember the exact number. I know it was like 15 to 20 kids last year. I don't remember exactly how many ended up showing up, because I know a few of them ended up getting sick, so they weren't able to be there, but I know for the most part most of them showed up, and they usually have anywhere from like 14 to 20, I think it's 25 kids that come out.
Right.
So there's a good number of students, but a good number of children that come out and they do this. So
is it just deer hunting, or is there like bird hunting or other
they
stuff?
They do a little bit of everything. So
I know they do turkeys.
Yeah, they do turkey hunts. They do fishing. They do the deer hunts. They get to go out and do quail hunts, if I'm not mistaken. I know they have a lot of fun. But I know for this youth hunt, this last time, they just went out and did the deer hunt. So, but they took the kids out and they let them do, somebody sets up, I can't remember the name of the ranch out there, but they set them up last year and they got to go fishing and they did little archery things. They set up like little target practices and stuff like that, so the kids could come out and just have a great day entirely. And I know Ryan went to that.
Go.
So I'm like, can I come? But I'm always working and I have a job. So of course, you know, I got to be a mom that takes care of things. So
they do, and it's such a great deal. Well, they got coming up Saturday, week from this Saturday.
Yes.
October 21st, they're gonna have a noon dinner, which is by donations only.
Yes, they have a bunch of ladies at the church, and they cook chicken fried steaks, and that's what they're doing this year. I know it's not the same every year, but this year they're doing chicken fried steaks, and their food is always phenomenal.
Oh yeah, because it's the first Methodist women.
Yes.
And they're in Cheyenne, and that's where I was last week to the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and they had chicken fried and mashed potatoes and green beans and desserts that'll just make your mouth water. And so if it's the same ladies cooking, you guys, this is a good
deal.
You're going to enjoy it. And like I said, this is for donations only. And I think there's going to be live and silent auctions going on.
Yes. And they're currently right now looking for donations for all of that. So if there's any businesses out there, any individuals that have anything that they would like to donate for the silent and for the live auction, your name and your business will be represented not only live, but it will also be in front of each item. So you'll get that representation. And then I do believe that they possibly put it on their website. So they also have the unlimitedoutdooradventures.org, and you can go on the website, and I'm pretty sure that that's all listed. So,
yeah.
So but they do a good thank you.
Besides on the website or social media, is there anybody they can call?
You can contact myself or you can contact Greg Allen. So if you're going to contact me for any of this, you can call 580-799-5678, or if you're going to contact Greg Allen, he is 580-497-6548. And right now they're currently a lot of their equipment needs that they're looking for. They're looking for bog pods, pop-up blinds, wildlife feeders, actuators, specialized equipment for handicapped, track chairs, fishing equipment, hunting equipment, archery equipment, and then any donations in general, such as like their shower trailer donations. They need funds so that they can get the hunting license, because they pay for these hunting license and fishing license for these kids every year when they do all of this stuff. So they have their annual insurance, which is roughly around $6,000 to $7,000 every year. Then they also have to get the shirts and the caps, and then they take gifts for the kids' bags. So if you have something that you want to put into the bags, there's this year it says they have roughly 15 to 20 hunters, and then there's 40 to 60 parents and volunteers combined, so
right.
that come out. So there's usually quite a big crowd.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of expense there, but
yes.
it's so well worth it.
Yes, and it is so fun. These kids have such a great time, and I look forward to it for many years to come.
Well, I'll be the first one from the show. I'm going to donate a deer feeder, a good one.
Well, thank you.
A buck feeder, deer buck feeder. And I'll give Greg a call, and I have a really nice crossbow that might come in handy for them.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. They will definitely enjoy that.
I'll be the first one to donate. So
that's
a good deal. So again, this is coming up October 21st, the meal.
Yes.
It'll be at the Methodist Church, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they'll do the auction that day. So.
Okay. And it starts at noon?
I do believe so.
Yep. And that's what I got. I wrote it down off what Greg sent me the other day. So anyway, you guys, nothing better to do a week from this coming Saturday. Go try out the women's at the Methodist Church, First Methodist Church, chicken fried steaks. And then they're going to have a live and a silent auction. They're needing items for this. And like she just said, they're 15 to 20 kids, plus the parents, plus the volunteers.
Yep.
And they need all kinds of great items. And so you can get a hold of, what was your number again?
580-799-5678.
And Greg's number is 580-497-6548.
Yep.
And they're on Facebook. I know they're on Facebook.
Yes.
And then it's Unlimited Outdoor Adventures. And then unlimitedoutdooradventures.org.
Yes.
All right. And come on, everybody.
Yeah.
I know we're all busy farming and ranching, and our world's hectic. But anyway, I'm not doing a telethon here. But
sure, we are.
Yeah. But anyway, I know we're an ag show, but anything outdoors related with hunting or whatever, it's ag, because every farm kid out there almost hunts and fish and stuff like that. And it'd be an awesome deal for you guys to help out if you can. And if anybody's got any questions, they didn't get that wrote down or anything, I will put it on our Facebook page when I on the show, when I update the recording here, and put it on there where you can get a hold of it, or you can call me. Everybody got my number by now, because I get called all the time. Anyway, let me know if there's something you need some help with, and you can donate.
I forgot to mention, a lot of these people don't realize they are also a 501c3, so you will get a nonprofit paper so that you can use for taxes.
Yes. Yep.
There so you. If you need that, then we definitely can take care of you. So. There,
well, I hope we covered everything.
I think so.
We haven't heard from Greg.
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't called us.
Yeah, we haven't heard from Greg. So anyway, it's a great deal. So the Unlimited Outdoor Ventures, you can get on to unlimitedoutdoorventures.org, or you can get on their Facebook page and call these numbers here. If you need anything, just let me know, and I'll help you with the information. It'll be great. And thank you so much for coming in and sharing thank your you. Story.
We appreciate you so very much.
All right.
We couldn't do this without you. So.
No, you probably could, but anyway. Anyway, well, we're going to take a Stockman's Vet break. And when I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update for somebody down there in southwestern Oklahoma. And we got a couple things. It is Hay Day Tuesday, so we got hay prices to give out. So we'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Sean Williams of Culver Electric is the easy button of keeping the power turned on at your home no matter what.
Well, it's super easy to get the process started. I'll come out myself and take a look at your property, your house, and we'll size the generator that fits your needs.
So, Sean, besides the obvious reasons of having no electricity, what are some other reasons someone would need a generator in their house?
Maybe you've got some health issues and you need some medical equipment that's going to stay running. So there are some important reasons to have a generator.
Everyone knows that a generator costs more than a loaf of bread. Do we have to pay for it all at once, or do we have options?
One is to pay us in full once the generator is installed. We also offer financing through Synchrony. They offer more than one payment plan depending on the interest you prefer, and you'll know right then and there whether you've been approved or not. My name is Sean Williams with Culver Electric. You can call me here at the office, 243-5846, or just Google us and you'll find us on the web.
Culver Electric, keeping the power on.
At Lone Star Gin, 4.5 miles south of Pampa, Texas on Highway 70, our mission is to provide superior customer service to our producers while getting their cotton ginned in a timely manner. We possess 120-plus bale per hour capacity, high-tech moisture systems, on-site sampling, and we move cotton in a timely manner from the field to the gin. With excellent hands-on marketing, our gin is designed to maximize profits for our farmers. Visit us at www.lonestargin.com or give us a call, 806-665-0677.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you, and God bless you.
Jim is all
all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Man, there's nothing like raw Spanish peanuts during the break. Anyway, some that was thrashed yesterday. They're really good. Okay, here's your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag forecast. I picked the town of Eric since they're the hot spot in the state right now. 87 degrees, feels like 84. Dew point's 46. The humidity's 25. The wind is out of the south-southwest at 16 miles an hour. No rainfall in the last 24 hours and 0.05 inches of rain, 5/100ths of an inch in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 71 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.1. Sunsets at 7:12. Sunny, 89 today. Winds 12 to 17 miles an hour out of the south tonight. 59 for low and 12 to... Okay, I don't need this breaking news popped up in front of my forecast here. 59 degrees tonight, south winds 12 to 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow, 87, partly sunny, south winds 14 to 21 miles an hour. All right, let's check on live cattle and feeder cattle. I ain't got going on to that just yet. October live, 182.65. December's 185.07. February is 189.32. Got to get some of that peanut out of my mouth there. And then we got feeder cattle, October, 247.90. It's up a dollar today. November's 250.12, up 47 cents. January's 251.87, up 2 pennies, up 0.02 pennies. And March is 254.85, down 57 cents. So market, they're just red and green all over the place going on here. Looks like the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ are all in the black today. Okay, today is, let me find where my deals, my market heyday Tuesdays. Let me find out where it went. There it went. Sorry about that. I got it right here. Let's check out the hay markets. See if anything dramatic has changed since last week. I think everything's kind of stagnant right now as far as the hay market's going. California premium alfalfa is going for $200 to $220 per ton. Good alfalfa is $170 a ton. Up in Kansas, still going, and they're in a drought area. It looks like they're one of the higher markets besides Texas, and because they all, both states got a pretty good drought going on right now. $255 to $370. And for premium alfalfa in Kansas, that 370 being delivered. 205 to 280 on good alfalfa, that 280 being delivered. Missouri, $200 to $300 per ton on premium alfalfa. 150 to 200 on good alfalfa. Oklahoma, looks like not much going on there. It's showing premium alfalfa at 180 a ton and good alfalfa at 180 a ton. And down in the big state, $340 to $425 delivered on both of those on premium, $310 to $340 on good alfalfa, both those being delivered. And looks like basically Kansas maybe and Wyoming is $300 to $325 per ton on premium alfalfa up there. Let's get down into the grass hay prices. Colorado, $280 to $300 a ton. Iowa, $210 to $310 a ton. These are all premium prices. Kansas, $180 to $250 a ton on grass hay. Minnesota, $140 to $190. Missouri's $225. Oklahoma's $175, the only reported case, sale, and that was delivered. What we got? Oregon, $245 to $485 a ton. And Pennsylvania, $220 to $390 a ton. None of these are delivered. That's just per ton. And then in Texas, $240 to $400 on premium. Grass hay, none of those delivered. And then on the good side for good, just regular good grass hay, Kansas, $90 to $240. Missouri, $150 to $175. Oklahoma, $105, and that was delivered. And Texas, $208 to $300 a ton for good quality grass hay. There you have it. That's nothing crazy going on from anywhere as far as hay prices are right now. Winter's around the corner. We'll see who was prepared and who was not prepared. So a couple quick things before the show's over. Remember, coming up October the 17th in Walters, October 18th in Buffalo, October 19th in Dewey. Not too far. It's next week. These will be where you can take your pesticides and get them disposed of. Limit is 2,000 pounds. Only pesticides. No fertilizer, no paint, no oil, etc. Got any questions on these dates or what you need to bring or what you can't bring? Call Mr. Charles Looper with OSU at 405-744-5808. See you guys tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.
We're like the drill in your toolbox, helping you get the job done.
96.5 KE.